AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The medical examiner in Oregon is ruling the death of the gunman at Umpqua Community College a suicide. Earlier, it was determined Christopher Harper Mercer was shot and killed by police.
There was an exchange of gunfire. The shooter was neutralized at that point in time.
That is Douglas County Sheriff John Hanlon. 9 people were killed at the school Thursday. Officials have not released a motive for the shooting. The commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan says the military is opening an investigation into the deadly bombing of a Doctors Without Borders facility in Kunduz. A statement from General John Campbell says U.S. forces conducted an airstrike in the vicinity of the hospital, targeting insurgents. Doctors Without Borders says at least 19 people were killed. The rains keep falling along the Atlantic coast, especially along the Carolinas.
At numerous points throughout the state, this is going to be, as they would say, one of these 100-year events.
Mike Proud is at the National Weather Service in South Carolina. President Obama declared a state of emergency in South Carolina and ordered federal aid to help state and local efforts. Downtown Charleston is closed to oncoming traffic because of high water. Police Chief Greg Mullen says the duration of the storm could cause problems.
We're seeing areas flood today that did not traditionally flood.
Flood watches and warnings are up along the East Coast through tomorrow. The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Joaquin has strengthened again into a Category 4 storm. It's not a threat to the U.S., but an intensive search continues in the waters of the southeastern Bahamas for a cargo ship with 33 people on board that lost power and began taking on water during Joaquin. The number of dead from a mudslide in Guatemala is now up to 56. Severe weather has hit that area. A hillside collapsed on a group of homes in the Guatemalan capital. This is AP Radio News. It is a special day in Germany. The 25th anniversary of the reunification of Germany. Chancellor Angela Merkel was at a church service in Frankfurt. West and East Germany united on October 3, 1990, about a year after the opening of the Berlin Wall. The International Balloon Fiesta got started today in Albuquerque, New Mexico. That is the sound of balloons lifting off. Shelly Burby traveled from Michigan to see the balloons in New Mexico.
Just absolutely fantastic, beautiful. I just love everything about it. I just love the excitement about seeing the balloons go up in the air. Just gorgeous.
Albuquerque is considered a perfect spot for the balloon fiesta. Typically clear skies, cool mornings, and wind patterns at various elevations that help keep the balloons aloft over the city in Albuquerque. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.